there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. For my listeners, I am so sorry for the delay. There was a couple of technical difficulties here in the studio, but I am on, and I am ready to go. I'm so sad to report, but this is my last day on air. The semester is coming to a close. It's time to wrap things up, and it's so sad. I don't want to have to say goodbye to all of you, but it's okay. I plan on being back next spring, and the show will continue, and who knows, if I play my cards right, I could even come back as a little temporary fill-in during fall semester. So welcome, everyone, and I hope you enjoy this sad farewell. For those of you who are new to my show and aren't really familiar with how I run things, I have my own little segment called Celebrity News, and it kind of kicks off what's going on in Hollywood, whether it's celebrity drama, divorces, new babies, breakups, makeups, blah, 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 blah. Everything you guys want to know just as much as I do. So my first story of the day has Teen Mom 2 Janelle Evans. I was a huge fan of the show first season with Teen Mom, and second season I kind of got into, and just from what I saw, Janelle Evans is crazy. I've done a couple reports on her on my past shows, and she is just basically the normal everyday version of Lindsay Lohan. Like, she's not famous really. She's probably the worst teen mom I've ever seen. She's an awful parent. She has a 2-year-old son and refuses to take care of him. She is so lazy. And again, she's had what her attorney calls a little bit of a wake-up call earlier this week. Her lawyer, Dustin R.T. Sullivan, is referring to the came courtesy of her arrest Tuesday for allegedly assaulting husband Cortland Rogers and possession of heroin and drug paraphernalia. Rogers was arrested as well and remains in jail in Liu of an additional $50,000 bond for violating probation. Caswell Beach Police Chief George Kassler told reporters today that Evan went back to Rogers' mother's home, where they were currently living, on Tuesday night after being released from custody, where these words were exchanged and an officer responded. The Teen Mom 2 star then went back to the house today to get her dog, Kassler said. Meanwhile, court documents detail the charges against Evan and Rogers, who are both facing counts of possession with an infant to intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver a controlled substance, possession of a drug paraphernalia, and simple assault. The Brunswick County Magistrate orders the states and authorities to cover the 12 bundles of heroin, plastic wrapping paper, and glass smoking pipe from the couple's possession. Evans is also facing an additional count of simple possession of a controlled substance, a misdemeanor for having a Percocet. It's so sad watching these young ladies just throw their lives away. When I saw Teen Mom, she was only 16 years old, I believe. And it's just so unfortunate to see that she can't function as a human being. It really boggles my mind. I remember in one episode, she got arrested like twice with a previous boyfriend, and it was for weed. And her mom tries so hard. Her mom takes care of the son, and she's telling Janelle, like, you need to stop this habit. And she just literally just, I want to smack her sometimes. If she was my kid, I'd smack her. She goes off on this hoity-toity, I'm better than all of you, leave me alone kind of tyrant of, I can't stop, I won't stop, I'm addicted, I love marijuana, blah, 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 blah. So I'm not really a huge fan of her, but I do have pity on her. It is unfortunate that she has all these drug and relationship problems, and she has a 2-year-old son as well. So, I do wish Janelle Evans the best, as I'm sure you all do too. On to my next story. This kind of grossed me out, not because of who it is, but kind of his age and just because of his age, and he is kind of a creepy guy. Hulk Hogan took Gawker Media to the mat and won. A rep for the wrestling icon confirms that a Florida state court has granted the pro wrestling star's request for a temporary restraining order barring the media firm from posting clips of his now notorious 30-minute sex tape. Ew. In her ruling Wednesday, Judge Pamela Campbell of the 6th Judicial Circuit in Pinellas Court ordered Gawker Media Films to remove all footage of the video from the gossip site and its affiliates and return to Hogan's attorneys all copies and versions of the full-length sex tape, including excerpts, clips, photos, and transcripts. I'm glad Hulk Hogan won that race, because let's be honest, how many of you would want to see that old man's sex tape? I know I definitely wouldn't. It's just such a low-class thing to do. I mean, I feel like that's what everyone's doing. That's like the new way to get noticed in Hollywood, have a sex tape. But Hulk Hogan, he has, what, a 30-year-old daughter and a 20-something-year-old son. I think that is so inappropriate. And he had that divorce with Linda Hogan like 3 years ago, and she did her own crazy thing. She was on her own crazy train, and she was dating, I think she still is dating, her younger son's best friend. Ew, how creepy is, like, this family is just creepy. They had a show like Hulk Hogan Knows Best or something on MTV. What was it? Like 2007. And I watched it here and there, and Hulk Hogan was a little creepy with his daughter, but I figured whatever, everyone's family dynamics are a little different. But I thought he was well respected. I mean, he did keep his family together for the most part, and his wife did cheat on him, but he is just creepy and weird. Like, he needs to move on and grow up. I think he's honestly stuck in the 80s in his like Hulk mania little functioning world. So Hulk Hogan, I'm really glad that that's taken care of, because that's disgusting. Anyways, they say a broken heart is the best diet for any girl. The people who I've heard say that, I mean, yeah, that's true. I'll agree. But Eva Longoria was no exception and was understandably quite upset when her marriage to Tony Parker didn't work out. In fact, the 38-year-old actress was so upset by their 2011 divorce that eating and sustaining her health became such a problem. On Friday's episode of The Dr. Oz Show, Eva opened up about her post-split stress-induced weight loss. "I was not eating," she said. "I was depressed. I was sad. My diet was coffee." Ironically, Eva said that this was the time that she got the most compliments because she was so skinny. "People kept saying, 'You look amazing. Divorce agrees with you,'" she recalled. "And I was like, I don't feel good. I have no energy. I didn't know I was depressed. I mean, I knew it was a sad moment in my life, but I wouldn't categorize myself as depressed." When Eva went to the doctor, blood tests revealed, she said, that she was depleted of every vitamin. Her doctor explained she was iron deficient, her liver was overreacting, and there was all these things that were physically wrong with my body that she had to saturate herself with vitamins to get back on track. Reading that article, really, it made me feel sad. I feel like every girl, even guys out there, have had really traumatic heartbreaks. And those hit you hard. I don't care who you are or what stage of a relationship you were in, but those hit you hard. And I feel sad for her, because she is such a great actress. I was such a fan of her on Desperate Housewives. And just knowing that any person's in that amount of pain where they don't even know that they're hurting themselves, you can't help but sympathize. And Eva Longoria, I mean, she brought up a valid point, saying, ironically, the time that was the time she got the most compliments because she was so skinny. That's frightening, because regardless of her thing, because that's excusable, but there's girls out there with eating disorders, and having them hear like, "Oh, you look so good," when secretly they're not feeling good, it's scary, because it's like, yeah, I might think you look good, but I have no idea what's going on with you. And by saying you look good, it's encouraging the behavior. And again, not related to Eva Longoria, but there's spiral effects. It's a domino effect of one thing leading to another, and almost people needing to watch what they say. But Eva, you still look great regardless of your weight. You're a beautiful lady, and I'm so glad that she is getting back on track. And any of you who may be struggling through a breakup, eat something, please, for the sake of yourself and for everyone around you. Take care of yourself. Don't ever put yourself behind after a breakup. Keep yourself top priority. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I am currently in the midst of my celebrity news segment, and I will continue my celebrity news segment after this quick station break, so stay tuned.
Fly through the night, I chase my bad dreams to boogie.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, I'm in the midst of my celebrity news segment, and I've briefly recapped little pieces of news from Janelle Evans getting arrested again for drug possession and assault, Hulk Hogan winning his lawsuit against Gawker Media in regards to his sex tape, and Eva Longoria discussing her struggles with weight loss and not eating after her divorce with now ex-husband Tony Parker. And for those, again, for you just tuning in, this is my last show of the semester. I know, boo-hoo. It's so sad. Everything is coming to a close. It's starting to hit that college is closing one chapter, and I'm getting ready to open another one in like 4 months. That's crazy. But I will be back for sure next spring, so a year from now. Ooh, that sounds weird, a year from now. But hopefully I can figure out a situation to have more shows in the fall. So for now, though, it is goodbye, and I'm so sad I have to say goodbye. Oh, don't want to, but it's so nice having you listeners. You've made this so much fun, and I've really enjoyed myself. But anyway, away from the ooey-gooey stuff, back to my celebrity news. Shout out to Jersey Shore cast member Ronnie. Ronnie was rushed to the hospital 2 nights ago and is currently being treated for kidney stones. I didn't get a full story on this because it's fairly new, and let's be honest, no one really cares about Jersey Shore anymore. But, I mean, kidney stones, they're treatable, not life-threatening. It's just that's painful. It's very, very painful. So get well soon, Ronnie. I'm sure Sam is at your bed taking care of you like any Guidette would do. So best of luck. Moving on into a little bit more sadder news, George Jones, the country music whose earnest baritone voice and signature songs like He Stopped Loving Her Today influenced generations of artists, died 2 days ago in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 81 years old. Jones's publicist tells that the legendary singer passed away at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, where he had been hospitalized since last Thursday after coming down with a slight fever and irregular blood pressure. The immediate cause of death is unknown. George Jones was born September 12, 1931, in Texas. Jones was a survivor who continued to perform into his 80s and who lived long enough to reap the rewards of his run, including tributes from the Kennedy Center Honors and induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jones's career stretched way back to the 1950s when he co-wrote his first hit, the twangy Why Baby Why. During that time, the singer recorded more than 150 albums and scored a slew of number one hits, among them White Lightning, Tender Years, Walk Through This World With Me, and Still Doin' Time. Fans will be able to say goodbye to George Jones. The country music legend's funeral will take place May 2nd at the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee at 10 a.m. and will be open to the public. According to a press release, George would have wanted his friends and family and to be everywhere and to be able to come to pay their respects. It's so sorrowful. I always hate more than anything reporting the death of a celebrity, let alone anyone, to be honest. I wasn't familiar with any of George Jones's music. However, from what I was reading and the articles I was catching up on, he truly was a legend. It's so unfortunate, but it's so nice that he did allow this to be an open funeral. It's so nice when celebrities acknowledge that fans can be like family too. I mean, that sounds crazy, but when you really think about it, even though, like, for example, George Jones probably didn't know even half of his fans, these fans, he put himself out there and these fans looked at him as a family member or a comforting source or whatever. So I think it's beautiful that he acknowledged that before he passed and that his family is willing to accept his wish. As for his cause of death, that is very scary and kind of concerns me that he went in for a slight fever and it turned into a regular blood pressure, which eventually led to death. It really makes you appreciate life a little bit more. Reading this, I know I definitely was a little bit more grateful because I've had the fever. I've had, I'm sure, a regular blood pressure, even though I'm very young. I mean, everybody goes through these little things, and to hear somebody pass from them, it really hits you and makes you realize that you're not immortal. Nothing, like, I mean, everything can phase you. You're not indestructible. And being a youth, that really is scary because you feel like, oh, I'm so young. I'm in college. Nothing will ever happen to me. But reading again about how he just passed from a fever, even though they don't know what the immediate cause of death is, that is very scary. Moving along, though, Danica Patrick has officially ended her 7-year marriage. The 31-year-old NASCAR driver and her now ex-hubby, Paul Hospenthal, finalized their divorce April 17th after announcing last November that they had decided to call it quits. According to ESPN, Danica Patrick is sad to inform fans that after 7 years, her and Paul have decided to amicably end their marriage. She wrote this on her Facebook page at the time. Patrick and Hospenthal, who have a prenup in place, plan to divide the property and acquired what they'd had together during their marriage at a later date. I am just so sad. I have like all these doom and gloom stories going on, from someone getting rushed to the hospital to a legend dying, and now Danica Patrick, one of the most beautiful athletes in my opinion, knowing that she's just gotten divorced after 7 years. I don't care how long it's been. I know it's seven doesn't sound like a long time just by nature. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, but 7 is a long time. And to put that much time into a person thinking you'll be together forever and then having it not turn out that way, it's very disappointing. And it makes me so sad. It makes me so sad. Divorce is just heartbreaking. Luckily, there is no children involved. But unfortunately, the sad part to it is they will both kind of suffer a while for it. And it, as a woman, I feel like it would be so hard to put your life, both thinking that you're putting your life into a man and then having to start from scratch and not knowing if you can trust someone. Because when you marry someone, you trust them to not break your heart. So Danica Patrick, my condolences during this really hard time. You are a gorgeous lady and you are one heck of an athlete. So I'm sure there will be boys lining out the door. You're the exception. So best of luck to you both. Chris Pines is back on the market, ladies. Pine and his now ex-girlfriend, Dominique Peake, have split. They have split, but it was mutual, says a source close to the two couple. The Star Trek hunk and his model girlfriend made their red carpet debut as a couple at Cannes Film Festival last May. Aside from a few public outings, though, Chris has remained pretty tight-lipped about his romantic life. The actor did, however, tell Men's Health UK last year he's attracted to women with a sense of humor. "I do like dating cynics. They tend to be incredibly funny," he said. "Dating someone on the opposite end of the happy spectrum teaches you an incredible amount of patience." So ladies, who's ready to make this man laugh out loud forever? I think Chris Pines is so dreamy. Oh, he's so hunky. He's been in a couple movies. The names of the movies are slipping right now, but he is so cute. Oh, and his body and his smile and his little smirk. It's just so incredibly attractive. So Dominique, I'm sorry because that must have been a tough loss, but thank you for contributing another hunky man into the world. We could all use it. Chris Pines, I have a few friends I'm sure who would love to date you. I mean, you could give me a call if you really wanted, but I have friends who would probably want you more. Again, Dominique, no hard feelings. I'm sure you're great too. You're a model. Like Danica Patrick, boys will be lining out the door for you. So thank you for contributing each other into the dating pool of life, giving us all a fair chance to date someone as attractive as both of you. For those of you just tuning in, I'm about to wrap up my celebrity news segment, but I'm going to take a quick station break, so stay tuned. You're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Just out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run. Children living like lovers, rolling
just stare into space. Picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man.
Hey there, listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Those of you just tuning in, I'm in my celebrity news segment, and if you really are tuning in, you would probably want to know that this is my last show. Very upsetting. However, I promise I will do my best to make it the best I can. So before I go on into the rest of my celebrity news, I kind of have a breaking news story, and it kind of bothers me because it's very interesting. I'll read it to you, and I'll let you guys be the judge of what you think is right or wrong. I'm scrolling through on E! Online right now, just kind of catching up on what I like to do the most. I like to see what's going on aside from what I have ready for the show, and it has this big title. It says, Jason Collins comes out. ESPN's Chris Broussard calls homosexuality a sin, catches hell. Jason Collins, for all of you who aren't sure, he's an NBA player for the Washington Wizards. And this really was, it's very interesting, the sides that are being taken. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go read, and you guys can form your own opinions if you'd like. Though NBA player Jason Collins was being applauded from many corners of the sporting world and beyond today for publicly revealing that he is gay, not everyone was clapping. Asked his thoughts during an appearance on Outside the Lines about Collins, also identifying himself as Christian, ESPN, the magazine writer, Chris Broussard, did not condone Collins for coming out, and it appears to be concern for the Washington's Wizards center immortal soul as well. In turn, Broussard's remark, deemed offensive by many and courageous by many more, prompted an instant cry for ESPN to call foul on the longtime basketball analyst. There is yet to be a comment from the network as far as now. If you're openly living that type of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits, Broussard said to Outside the Lines. It says you know that that's a sin. And if you're openly living an unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, adultery, fornication, premarital sex, between heterosexuals, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and Jesus Christ. So, he continued, I would not characterize that person as a Christian, because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian. Fellow Outside the Line guest, LZ Granson, a contributor to ESPN and CNN, has also been openly gay, replied, if you try to use a broad brush to paint everyone's faith, what you really are is painting is a world in which is comfortable for you, not a world in which, in this country, we're allowed various forms of religion. And just because someone doesn't agree with one person's interpretation of Bible versus another, doesn't mean that they have exclusive rights to dictate how that person should live. I would love not to have premarital sex, Granderson added, but in this country, I'm not allowed to get married. Chris Broussard should read Matthew 1:7-1, tweeted CNN's Paul Bengla. Christ told his followers not to judge others. Congrats to @JasonCollins34. God bless him. I mean, I don't know what you guys are thinking so far, but I find this to be very interesting. I mean, I have no personal opinion in the matter. I believe a person is a person regardless of their age, their gender, where they come from, who they are, what sexuality. I mean, I feel like it's very irrelevant, especially in this day and age, because honestly, people can be so cruel. And with knowing how cruel people can be out there, it's for me, I feel like you can't nitpick. Because just because something may be different about someone else, I mean, everyone in this world is unique. Everyone is different. Everybody is made up of different characteristics. And to just automatically assume that someone is not a good person because of whatever reason, I mean, for this instance, you're a homosexual, that is just wrong. I think it's wrong because there are people out there who maybe are straight, went to school, are Christian or whatever, but have committed murder or adultery. I mean, something like that. I mean, you can't really just judge a person. I mean, this guy, Jason Collins doesn't sound like a bad guy. What he said today within his statement, I mean, it's nothing wrong. His decision isn't going to hurt anyone else. So I feel like there are other things we need to be worrying about, especially, I mean, if you want to get into politics, I mean, there's way worse things to be worrying about when it comes to politics. I mean, being homosexual is not one of them. If people are so concerned about what's morally right or wrong, I mean, they should go focus in on like the violence in the country, because that's wrong. I mean, that's blatantly wrong. So Jason Collins, I mean, I applaud you. And again, I'll read one more article in regards to this. Jason Collins has the support of a fellow gay athlete, Robbie Rogers. However, Rogers, a former U.S. men's national team soccer player who came out in February, admits he was caught off guard by the NBA's Sports Illustrated announcement earlier today. I think I was surprised like everyone else, Rogers told E! News, the site I'm currently reading from, of Collins' coming out announcement. Obviously, I know what it's like to be what it's like he's going through being gay and being a professional athlete and being closeted in all the emotions and all the thoughts that go through your mind, the 25-year-old former soccer pro says. I don't know him, but I was very happy and proud for him. But most of all, I was happy that our society gave him such a positive response, including athletes from all over the world on Twitter. Society is really changing. People are moving along and accepting gay athletes, and I think more athletes will follow his footsteps. We will see what happens, but it is definitely a positive step, Rogers says of Colin, paving the way for more pro players coming out. You can't just say to someone, come out, come out. It really depends on them. Since coming out, Rogers, who will be on Nightline tonight, talking about his experience, started his own fashion line, Halsley. From my experience, it has been so positive. It is life-changing, he said, and it is a huge weight lifted off your shoulders, and I'm really excited for my life. I'm really excited for them, too. It's so nice to not have that stress. Going back into people, and everybody has their own issues. Everybody's a good or bad. Most people in this world, sad to report, I mean, not everyone is as good as we'd like them to think. So to just make someone's life a little easier and let that off their shoulders and not judge them, just let them do whatever they need to do. Because I said again, they're not going to hurt us. So why would we need to worry? So Jason Collins, congrats to you. I'm so proud that you made this announcement. And again, you really have paved the way for homosexual athletes out there who are maybe a little timid or shy into coming out. So thank you for that. Moving on into my stories, Teen Mom's Farrah Abraham has closed her porn deal, and it's this is kind of gross. It's being released in May, and people are calling it sexually charged. The 21-year-old Teen Mom star, who has closed the deal with Vivid Entertainment, who will soon release an X-rated video titled Farrah Superstar Backdoor Teen Mom. The sexually charged movie will be available online at Vivid.com on May 6th and will go sale in stores May 14th. Since word of this tape got out, we've been overwhelmed with inquiries about whether or not we had acquired it, Vivid head honcho Steve Hirsch said of the 70-minute video in a statement released today. I'm happy to confirm that we have purchased it. We went after this movie as vigorously as any sex tape we've ever pursued. We feel as it is as if it were definitely worth it, not only because of Farrah's popularity, but because of the footage itself. Earlier this month, word got out that Abraham had begun dabbling in the adult film industry. Lindsay Lohan's Canyons co-star James Dean had confirmed that he had indeed filmed a porn tape with the reality TV star. I reported on this when this story first broke, and it is so nasty. I'm not a fan of that industry just because I don't think women, especially with the trials and tribulations we've had to endure over the years, I don't think putting yourself out there as explicitly is the way to go. I feel like there's lots of different avenues you could go. I mean, I know she's tight on money, but there's so many other options to do aside from porn. And she has a daughter, and as a daughter to my mom, I would not want to find that out later in my life. That just, she's setting her daughter up for a harder life. And although the movie may be making her enough money to take care of her daughter, I don't agree with it. I mainly just because Farrah, I mean, just, I don't know, something just doesn't sit well with me with that, especially with her being Farrah. Farrah was just awful in the Teen Mom with Janelle Evans. I mean, she had her own set of problems. She wasn't a crazy party girl, but she was definitely disrespectful and very money hungry. So Farrah, best of luck with that. Hopefully your daughter doesn't find out about this and things don't get awkward. So you do you, girlfriend. I can't say I'll be supporting you, but I'm sure some pervert out there will. Moving along into One Direction's heartthrob, Harry Styles. He has a new flame, and he's already met her family. Oh my gosh, things are moving so fast. The 19-year-old One Direction heartthrob recently started dating 33-year-old Kimberly Stewart, and E! News notes that the both are very happy. They were introduced by a mutual friend who set them up, the insider said. Kim is a very strong-willed girl, and she goes for what she wants, and Harry appreciates that. It's a very new thing, and we'll see where it goes. Moreover, she is exactly his type, the source adds, and Kim apparently had no qualms about introducing her new fellow to the fam. She and Harry dined last night at Dantana's in West Hollywood with her dad and stepmom Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster, her brother Sean, and his on-again, off-again flame, Adrian Maloof. Yeah, Adrian Maloof as in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, slash dated, well, actually not even divorced from plastic surgeon Paul Nassif. Yeah, he's with her. Kim and Harry sat next to one another, and he was very cuddly with her, an eyewitness reports to the media. He had his arm around her. The lad was also seen talking to Kim's pop icon father for a while as well. Sitting this family gathering out, meanwhile, was Kim's 1.5-year-old daughter, Delilah, whose dad is Benicio del Toro. This just kind of made me chuckle to myself because the first thing I thought of when I saw Harry Styles and Kimberly Stewart was Taylor Swift. First thing that came to my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Kimberly, get out while you still can. Because I bet you, especially since him and Taylor just split up, she is going to write a song about Kimberly Stewart. I know she will. I hope she doesn't, but she's probably going to write a song called like, Harry, you're so scary. Why are you dating an old lady? She's shady. I should write the song. Forget Taylor Swift. That was could have been a great song. Taylor Swift is the first thing that came to mind. Although I'm happy for any person looking for love, that's great. I also, this just another side note, I'm just kind of speaking top of my head right now. Another thing that kind of just threw me off was her brother Sean, who's like 30, is dating Adrian Maloof, who's 50. And then Harry, who's 19, is dating a 33-year-old Kimberly Stewart. Something about that family, they go opposites. I mean, Sean likes his women old and Kimberly likes her men young. I think it's a little weird just because he is around my age and he's dating someone who's could be his mom if she was a teen mom. And she has a kid. I mean, I don't know if at 19 I could date someone that old and then have a kid to have to worry about too. I mean, technically he should still be in college, not worrying about a baby and practically not old lady, a woman who's practically ready to get married. So Harry Styles, again, I'm just a little confused with your situation, but again, I'm a sucker for love. So I'm glad you're getting out there and dating and seeing what this crazy world has to offer in your love life. For those of you just tuning in, I am so close to finishing my celebrity news segment. I will actually be wrapping it up after this station break. Remember, you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Now she's walking without shoes, and then she kneels on down to pray. Then you're trying hard to remind her so she doesn't slip away. And over there, you are safe in.
Welcome back, listeners. This is your girl, DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So my last story for my celebrity news segment is Chris Brown and Rihanna. Chris Brown's dad isn't the happiest camper when it comes to his son's current love life. Breezy's pops, Clinton Brown, was very candid during an interview with the New York Daily News when he plainly said, "I personally really didn't want him and Rihanna back together." Considering the couple's tumultuous past, Brown feels that this is could end horribly and lead the famous rapper down the tragic path like other stars before him. I hate to use examples, but Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Amy Winehouse. I mean, I could go on and on, Brown stated. Is that a given that you can't have a fortune, fame without death being the end result, he said. You have to have a balance in relationship. You have to have someone who is spontaneous and whimsical, but you also have to have someone who is grounded and logical. but Clinton can't deny Riri's appeal, saying that she's beautiful, she's exotic, she's successful. And he also notes that being in the same industry probably helps too, because you just need to know that that person will listen to you without judging. Who knows what it feels like? If he talks to someone who is not in the business, they may not understand. The pair were reportedly on the outs for the umpteenth time in April. But then, Brown was spotted hanging out backstage in the VIP section of Riri's concert in Los Angeles. A couple of days later, Rihanna confirmed the two were back on after posting a cozy picture of the duo taking a joyride in Los Angeles. I know I said I haven't really approved this relationship in the past, but reading this article saying that it is easier for people in the same industry to date without being judged, I agree with this relationship, and I encourage it. It's funny, it took me reading that Chris Brown's dad didn't want it for me to all of a sudden be like, nope, I'm for it. So Chris Brown and Rihanna, I'm glad you guys found each other. As long as you guys are happy and you're balanced, like Chris Brown said he wants to be, I think all is well with you too, and I think you guys will end up great. So just stay happy and do what you guys feel is best. That concludes my celebrity news segment. Moving on to my favorite segment of all time, and I'm so sad I'm not going to be reporting it. Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. For those of you who aren't familiar with this, Trending with the Stars is all about what's going on in Hollywood. What's trending, obviously. Whether it's what's going on right now, like hair, makeup, nails, clothes, whatever. Or something I've seen here and there that I think will be a trend. So going into my first trend, polka dot dresses. Kate Middleton, Kristen Ritter, and Emmy Rossum have made this retro pattern ultra cute and oh so classy. Polka dots in general are making a comeback this summer, and because of its flirty yet sophisticated vibe, I personally love this trend. It works for summer. I mean, like I said, whether it's a t-shirt, a blouse, a dress, a headband, polka dot earrings, polka dot headband, it's very cute and very flirty, but it kind of gives you that pinup notebook look. So, love it. Hair accessories are always huge, any time of year. But this summer, the Coachella Music Festival-inspired hair pieces are flowers. Aside from celeb Coachella goer like Vanessa Hudgens, fashionista Lauren Conrad also rocked the flirty florals in her latest Kohl's Collection shoot. I'm just going to go out right now and just say I love this trend because it's so organic and it's so natural and it exacerbates a woman's natural beauty. And again, it was Earth Day last Monday. And what better way to honor the earth than wearing flowers? Flowers are just so delicate and they really make a girl look so petite and fragile and beautiful, like the flowers they are, if that makes any sense. So I really love it. And for those of you who aren't familiar with what the Coachella Music Festival is, it's a music festival in Palm Springs, and it's all kind of like indie music, revolution. I'm sure Snoop Dogg, I think, went at some point. It's a lot of fun, but it's very like hippie, hobo, relax, go with the wind kind of thing. So Vanessa Hudgens, again, is always seen there. And if you're curious, I'm sure you could find a million pictures of her on Google Images at Coachella. The Duchess of Cambridge is always trendsetting, but this particular trend is way too gorgeous for me not to mention. I mean, she already made my number one Trending with the Stars. The Duchess of Cambridge has paired together two of the most beautiful colors and textures I've ever seen, mint green and patent leather beige. It's fun. It's easygoing. It can be outgoing or simply sophisticated. I love this trend, honestly. I mean, I'm wearing a mint green little cardigan right now. I'm so obsessed. And I have beige shoes on, patent leather beige shoes. I love this trend because mint green looks beautiful on every skin color, every skin type, hair color, eye color, really anything. The patent leather accessories, they never go out style. I truly believe that patent leather, with especially beige, is like the new little black dress. It's a must have, whether it's a clutch, whether it's shoes, it's a must. And I'm a huge fan, and it's so beautiful. You could go to a meeting with a nice little mint green blazer. You could even have like a little white skirt in your beige shoes. I mean, it's so cute and it's so relaxing. I really do love it. For those of you just tuning in, I'm in my current segment, Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. I'm going to continue with my last two trends after this station break, so please stay tuned.
There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down.
There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh. I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, popping, dropping, dropping low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special, this was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got it all, sexy from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all, baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you, baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh. Oh, 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 so hard for honey. Out of all the girls up in the club, this one got me whipped just off of one look. Yep, I fell in love. This one's something special. This one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 out of sight. Fell in love with honey like, my, oh, my. Honey looking wonderful. Fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel. My, oh, my. Baby, how you do that? Make a grown man cry. Oh, baby, you got it all. Sexy from my head to toe. And I want it all and all and all. So, honey, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh.
Hey there, listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, I'm about to wrap up my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It, with my fourth trend of the day. When it comes to a makeup application, the hotter the season, the less you should apply. This spring slash summer is no exception. In honor of Gwyneth Paltrow being this year's most beautiful woman, I thought it would be appropriate to share her makeup tips because, one, being beautiful, the beautiful you is always trendy, and two, because it's Gwyneth Paltrow and, of course, their makeup regimens are trendy. So, with the trends going on, Miss Gwyneth Paltrow says that she wears cream blush and mascara. She says mascara makes you look awake and like you've had a good night's sleep, even if you haven't. The mom of two told People, as for her pout, her list are both Terry or De Rose Balm Prusseau and Kiehl's Lip Balm No. 1 as her go-tos. The blonde bombshell also dishes on her all-time favorite skincare products, too. To keep her complexion glowing, she uses Sonia Darka Flash Facial, and for her body, she indulges in Isla Bath Salts for inner peace. See, women, we all know the struggle. The struggle is real when it comes to looking as beautiful as we can. I mean, it's almost nearly impossible to look just like a celebrity. But again, cream blush, mascara, lip balm, and Sonia Darker Flash Facial are Isla bath salts for inner peace. I mean, if you use these, I'm not positive that you'll come out looking like Gwyneth Paltrow, but I'm pretty sure you'll have some great results. So if you were a little confused about trend number four, it's all about beauty. Always trendy. Number five on my list, Matthew McConaughey and James Franco are undebatably some of the sexiest men in Hollywood. From their smoldering glares and their built physiques, you would think that these men would be smoking in every aspect of their life. Looks, nailed it. Personality, working on it. Taste and fashion, work on it, please. These men have fell victim to plaid suits with subtle cuddling. Ugh. I find this not-so-trendy suit to be not only ugly, but blinding to my poor eyes. And with that said, I obviously hate this trend. And to me, it looks like as if the fashion designer stole several hundred schoolgirl skirts to make one suit. It's absolutely just terrible. Especially with Matthew McConaughey, it didn't help that the pack that he had the picture with was like 3D abstract pop rainbow art. Literally, it was like those like cubes that look like they're 3D coming out at you, and it was rainbow, and then he had like this reddish purple plaid suit on, and he had like the gold chain, and it was like collarless up top, and I was just so confused. My eyes were killing me. And so Matthew McConaughey and James Franco, please just stop. Oh, it was just so god-awful. I hope men don't follow this as a trend, because I know I said that Matthew McConaughey and James Franco are so sexy, but their outfits were not. I mean, their looks saved them. Their looks saved them from a horrible tragedy, possibly even blinding someone. So men, please don't follow this trend. James and Matthew, please don't ever be caught in this trend ever again. That ends and concludes my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. Moving into my next segment, which is another one of my favorite celebrity birthday bios. I like this segment because it gives all of us an opportunity to really recognize celebrities for being themselves, not for the characters you may know them as or the songs that they may have sang, but for really who they are, and to remind you that they are people too who have birthdays and flaws and all of that good junky business. So today, happy birthday to Daniel Day-Lewis. He is 57 years old today. He was born in London, United Kingdom. He studied acting at the Bristol Old Vic and made his film debut in Sunday, Bloody Sunday. He was acclaimed for his role in My Beautiful Laundrette and won an Oscar for My Left Foot. Day-Lewis married Rebecca Miller in 1996 and have two sons. They also have a third child from a previous relationship. We were all amazed about Daniel Day-Lewis capturing Abraham Lincoln in his Oscar-winning star turn. Now it seems he's one-upped himself. Reportedly, he's playing Barack Obama in Steven Spielberg's latest presidential biopic. Okay, reportedly might be too strong a word, since this news broke during the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night in Washington, D.C. But we've got to say that the actor in the video clip from the event does bear an uncanny resemblance to the current president. Perhaps even more shocking than how Daniel Day-Lewis fully inhabits President Obama, right down to the pigmentation, the accent, and the oversized ears. You've got to see how Tracy Morgan pulls out and stops to place Joe Biden. So happy birthday, Daniel Day-Lewis. It's so funny. I always think that Daniel Day-Lewis is not who he really is. I mean, I was watching American Horror Story, and for those of you who watch it, I thought the dad was Daniel Day-Lewis until I was researching birthdays and saw a picture. My grandma was a huge fan of Daniel Day-Lewis, and my boyfriend's parents, they had told me about him in Lincoln, and I heard Lincoln was a great movie, and he really captured the essence of what Lincoln was all about. And again, from what they said about his role as Obama, he really captured the looks, the accents, the mannerisms. That truly takes a lot of talent. So again, happy birthday to you. Sadly, that concludes today's show, and I'm so sad. I don't want to say goodbye to any of you listeners out there. You have all been so awesome. I just want to make a special shout out to all of you who've listened. It's been such a great semester. It's been so fun reporting the things I like to report on. I mean, I find celebrity news and gossip and entertainment so fascinating. I think it's so much fun. It's my little hobby, my little niche, and it's so nice that I was able to get on radio and share my niche and my hobby with you out there who I'm sure share the same interests as I do. Luckily, again, I'm hoping I will be back on, maybe post a couple shows next semester. But if not, I will for sure be back for spring semester. You guys cannot get rid of me. I still have 3 more years of this, so you cannot get rid of me. Hopefully I can spice it up a little bit more. But again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm so blessed to have had this opportunity to be on the air, and it's such a sad day. Oh, I don't want to say goodbye. I'm so bad with goodbyes, but the time has come. And again, I hope to see or be able to speak with all of you in future days. So everybody have a great Monday. Go enjoy what this beautiful day has to offer. So see you guys later.
We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Should be together, babe, but we're